Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, this is the final week of the regular season. Boy, has time flown this year. You know, I'm going to have to take a course in time management as soon as I can work it into my schedule.
You know, Gino, I always heard no man goes before his time unless the boss leaves early.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
AC Flora versus Ridgeview.
The Falcons have never beaten the Blazers in the three times these two have met. There's always a first time. The Powder Blue Raptors swooped down on the Purple Ponies in a close one in the capital city. Friday, Knight's loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
North Myrtle Beach versus Myrtle Beach.
In the past 10 years, the Seahawks have only lost to the Chiefs three times. Overall, Myrtle Beach leads the series 22-9. Mickey Wilson's Pirates raid the Renegades camp on Little River and put the whole village to the sword and win the Battle of the Grand Strand. Friday, Knight's loser, the North Myrtle Beach Chiefs.
Christchurch versus Southside Christian.
The Cavaliers lead this series 8-4, but the Sabres have won the last three meetings by an average score of 37 points. Things only come in threes. The feather-capped swashbucklers outduel the Blue Blades and stop the bleeding. Friday, Knight's loser, the Southside Christian Sabres.
Buford versus Andrew Jackson.
The Yellow Jackets have beaten the Volunteers 7 out of the last 10 times they have played, but Andrew Jackson leads the series all-time 25-16. Old Hickory's Riflemen shoot the Stingers off the Honeybees in the second half and win the region. Friday, Knight's loser, the Buford Yellow Jackets.
Fort Dorchester versus Somerville.
The Green Wave owns the all-time series 22-10, but has only beaten the Fort three times in the last 10 years. The Patriots are tough at home. Steve LaPrade's loyalists get out their red, white, and blue surfboards and ride the wild green surf once again. What do you get when you drop a brick into a septic tank? A green wave. Friday, Knight's loser, the Somerville Green Wave.
Gorman versus Spartanburg.
The Cavaliers have won 6 out of the last 11 meetings between these two rivals, including 4 of the last 5 games. But the Vikings own the series all-time, 44-22. Dustin Curtis's powder blue feather capped sword swingers are too much for Mark Hodges' pigtail vandals in the U. Friday, Knight's loser, the Spartanburg Vikings, in a close one.
South Florence versus West Florence.
The Bruins trail the Knights 26-28 in this series and have lost the last 6 in a row. These two teams may meet again in the lower state title game. The Big Blue Bars survive the Green Paladins' charge and claw their way to a win in the second half. Friday, Knight's loser, West Florence, in another close one.
James F. Burns versus Gaffney.
The Indians and the Rebels have played each other 13 times in the past 10 years, with Gaffney holding a slim 7-6 advantage. All time, Gaffney leads the series 20-18. Reggie Shaw's Johnny Rebs fix bayonets and fight hard early on, but Dan Jones' Broad River Braves swarm in the second half to a big win. Friday, Knight's loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
McBee versus Louisville.
The Panthers have won 6 out of the last 10 meetings between these two, but Louisville owns the series with 24 wins to McBee's 11. The fur will be flying in this one, but the Richburg Pride chews up the Chesterfield County Putty Tats and wins their region. Thursday. Night's loser, the MacB Panthers.
Lancaster versus Indian Land.
This series is tied 3 wins each. The Warriors have won the last 3 in a row. Make it 4. Adam Hastings' Renegades shoot up Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bars and take their hides back to the real reservation. Friday. Nice loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Nation Ford versus Fort Mill.
The Falcons have won 8 games to the Yellow Jackets 7 games in the original Milltown Showdown, including the last 7 in a row. The Sting can't get the venom poisonous enough to take out the big black birds in their nest. Death from above. Friday. Nice loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Clover versus Rock Hill.
The Bearcats lead this series all time, 17 wins to 10, and have won 7 of the last 10 games against the Blue Eagles. Do they catch Clover looking ahead? I think they do. Bubba's diamond-headed cats claw and scratch their way past the Bluebirds in the Clover Patch. Friday, nice loser, the Clover High Blue Eagles.
York versus South Point.
York hasn't beaten South Point since 2014 and has only 3 wins overall in the 18 games between these two teams. The Big Red Chargers allow the Silver Pumas to get on their backs, but then buck them off in the second half and salvage 3rd place in the region. Friday, night's loser, the York Cougars.
Northwestern versus Catawba Ridge.
These two teams have never met. However, they could meet again before the season ends. The Redheaded Snakes slither into historic District 3 Stadium and nip at the heels of the Legion of Doom, but they can't survive the big purple wave and get washed all the way down Cherry Road back to Dobie's Bridge. Friday, nice loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown and then listen to the OTS Sports Network. J5V, see you next week for the playoffs.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
Push it back, push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling tonight, so be true.